Now, I set the team over the last couple of weeks when we've been doing the Moyle Show a challenge, because our guests have been rubbish in recent weeks, to book great guests every day. And I'd just like to take this opportunity, because I don't think I've done it so far, to say thank you for doing this, because it really is, it's really, I think, raised the bar a little bit. So thank you very much.
You all right?
No, I just wanted to... I'm being sincere.
I don't like it when you're sincere.
I just wanted to say...
It normally means you want something.
I wanted to say thank you. It's been good.
Okay.
And I'm now going to decide who gets the money out of my own... I was going to say my own cash point. No, I don't know my own cash point.
Wow.
Out of the cash point is that in the west my living
wing?
Room.
Is that in the west wing or the east wing of your castle?
I'll go and get you the cash from the bank down the road after the show, all right? So, let's start from the beginning. Bit embarrassing on the first Monday because I didn't know who the guests were. Do you remember?
Yeah.
They were lovely girls, though. They were Page Three girls, Peter and Nikki, was it?
Nicola T.
Nicola T.
How quickly you forget. Peter's in the sun today on Page Three, look.
Wow.
Now, when she came in, I didn't think she looked that big. Did you? I didn't think she looked that... I suppose buxom is the word.
Quite good.
They are very really good, aren't they?
So they came in, they were really nice. We had the embarrassing bit where I had to
feel them
whilst blindfolded, and then we got them to do a version of the ladies' bras, which was good.
Are we gonna do posh?
The ladies' bras, we don't wear knickers, but we do wear bras.
No, that's wrong. No, you just said that you don't wear knickers.
Wear knickers, and no. She does wear a bra, whereas me, no. I don't wear a bra, but I'm wearing some knickers.
Okay, that was wrong. Let's do it again. Remember the words, go.
We do.
I'm sorry, should I go?
No, it's fine. The ladies' bras is the first line.
See, bras, and alien remember, concept.
Remember, you do wear knickers, but you don't wear bras.
I do wear knickers, I don't wear a bra.
Right. Sing.
The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras. We do wear knickers, but we don't wear bras. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras. We do wear knickers, but we don't wear bras. The ladies' bras.
They were nice, weren't they?
They were very nice. They got it in the end.
As Peter and Nicola T off Page Three in The Sun. I'm going to give them...
Oh, here we go.
A 6 out of 10.
Okay.
Then the next day...
I think that's a bit harsh, myself.
You booked them. The next day, Laura books Scouting for Girls.
That's right.
And they did a nice...
They were amazing, weren't they?
A nice version, a reworked version of their song for you.
One, two, three, four. I love the way she fills her clothes. She looks just like them girls in Vogue. I love the way she plays it cool. I think that she is beautiful.
Guess what's coming next?
And Laura's lovely, Laura's lovely, Laura's lovely. I love her jubblies. Laura's lovely, Laura's lovely, Laura's lovely.
See, I can't hear that song now on Radio 1 at all without thinking about your breasts.
I think a lot of people are having that same problem.
Now, because you rewrote the words for them,
yeah.
I'm only going to give Scouting for Girls a 5.
Good call.
What?
All right? I agree with you.
Then it was the turn of the one that doesn't speak last week, and he's nodding, but can't speak. And Danny Minogue was on.
She was rubbish.
And you did that thing where you asked me to do my impression of Danny Minogue. I'm sorry to tell you that we've made a decision, and that decision is you've had a terrific journey. On a train, and now you've reached the end of the line. I'm so sorry, but luckily the train you were on wasn't on that line, so you're through to the next round. Yeah. God, you drag it out, but I love it. She didn't like that, did she?
I thought she was laughing a lot. I thought she was great, actually.
She was good at the ladies' bras. Danny Minogue, the ladies' bras on Radio 1.
The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras. You give me a bit now, come on.
The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras. So that was Danny Minogue and she was last Wednesday's guest. I liked her a lot.
She was great and she likes chocolate hobnobs.
I'm going to give her a 6 out of 10.
Right.
Which means she's through. Okay?
Are you just giving all the girls 6 out of 10?
Right, there's more to come, right? There were more guests.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
We're in the middle of deciding who have been the best guests over the last couple of weeks. Miles is back on Monday at 6:30. Right, so after Danny, we had Captain Dan the Demon Dwarf in, and Yvette Fielding as well, off of Ghost Hunting. A double booking. We messed up.
Lots of people disagreeing with your scoring at the moment for the Pastry Girls and Danny.
What?
Have you seen that?
Well,
most
yeah.
people on the text want to give them one.
So, yeah, it was a double booking. Laura had Yvette and Chappers booked Demon Dan, who does a brilliant trick. Can you explain why you're kind of famous?
Well, I happened to get an Henry stuck on me bits and bobs.
A Henry?
Yeah, Henry
Hoover.
The Hoover.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
With super glue.
Okay, good.
Yes.
And
it went all over the newspapers everywhere.
I remember seeing that, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And so you had to go to casualty, presumably?
Yes, I had to go to A&R, yes, emergency.
And did everyone see you with it attached?
Well,
in A&E?
The nurses did and everybody. They tried to be serious.
Right.
But you could see it on their faces. They were dying to laugh.
Okay.
Yes.
And you've bought Dr. Hayes.
Ringmaster.
He's your ringmaster.
Yes.
So now you do this as an act, do you?
Yes, we do it in the act. Yes, we've always done it in the act.
It's called the Circus of Horrors, Dan.
Circus of Horrors.
Now, I keep getting his name wrong.
Captain Dan the Demon Dwarf.
I keep calling him Demon Dan the Dwarf Man.
That's not right.
And then he did his trick, and Yvette was loving it. Yvette, would you like to have the honour of turning the Hoover on?
Shall I assist?
If you could, yeah.
Come on, then.
You can press the button.
I'll press the button.
Never seen somebody move so quickly towards a Hoover to help.
There we go.
How keen is she?
Oh, God. Just turn it on.
What are you doing, then?
Just
what do you do
with
the end? I'll see you
in a minute.
No, I don't want to touch it.
You do.
Right, go on then.
There we are.
Right, suction's very good there. Suction's.
Oh my goodness.
Let me give it a quick attack.
Oh my word.
Right, stand by, here we go.
Oh,
no. Oh,
he was pulling the Hoover along.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Then,
astonishing.
The next day, McFly, booked by...
Well, hey, hang on. You have to score them.
Oh, okay.
Now this
I'm going to say...
And you have to give them separately, because
okay.
Yvette was Laura's guest, and Captain Dan
I'm gonna
was
say,
mine.
Demon Dan the Dwarf, I'm going to say...
Captain Dan the Demon Dwarf!
I'm going to say...
He wasn't that good.
He was good.
Yeah, oh, come on, that's
a good
trick.
8.
Yes.
Okay?
Easily.
Yvette, because she was a laugh...
She made it.
7.
Oh.
Sorry, Yvette. Then McFly tried to come... came in the next day. Who was that booked by?
That was the one that doesn't speak.
Yes, it
McFly.
Was.
McFly.
And,
He's suggesting you give them 10, which I find ridiculous.
They wanted so badly to be the best guest that they replicated the Hoover trick. Dougie did it the next day. And they did a brilliant song for our new campaign, Make Headlice History.
Headlice, they're not very nice. Every kid in primary school has got 'em. If you're really unlucky, you'll get them on your bottom. Just ask Katie Price, she's had it twice. Come on, everybody. Lie, 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 lie. Headlice, headlice. Lie, 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 lie. Headlice.
They were good.
They were good.
And they hung
around for ages.
And they wrote their own song rather than have one written for them like Laura did. But, Well, it's down to you. And they did the Hoover thing, but...
I'm going to say...
Not that you're trying to persuade him.
Well, I'm not trying to persuade. I thought they were okay, but not.
I think eight.
You are kidding me.
Eight.
That's ridiculous.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
So McFly got an 8. I thought they were good.
I'm not the only one who really isn't understanding your scoring system here.
Right,
most people seem to think Captain Dan should have got a 10 and everybody else. No, the pastry girls a 9 and then everybody else 1.
Nope. Next it was Oz Clark and James May.
They were very good as well. They should get a 9.
Well, they immediately go up my estimation because they brought wine with them. That was a good call on your part.
Thank
well done,
you.
Chopper. I'm going to give Oz 7.
And James?
7.
So that's a combined 14?
No.
They can't be like beaten?
That. No. Separate. Then, the next day, we had Katie Brand, new comedian lady in, who's got a new show on ITV2. And she was very funny, and she did a little parody of the Amy Winehouse for us, Booze on My Face, which was great. Her. She's really nice.
She was very nice.
And very funny.
Brought wine as well.
She did bring wine, which does help. So I'm going to say for Katie Brand, a 6.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
The next day really grossed me out. It was the most unpleasant studio atmosphere I've ever experienced in all my time at Radio 1. However, a lot of our listeners thought it was the funniest thing they'd ever heard.
No.
It was Mr. Methane, who'd just gone to Norway and therefore smelt a bit of herrings. And this is quite a small little space, this studio. Well done to Laura for booking him. Here's a reminder of us playing Name That Tune with Mr. Methane.
Right, we're going now. No right. Peeping here. We're going. Where's it?
I'm not looking.
Yeah, I'm ready,
He's
Laura.
Ready with his first.
Okay, here's Name That Tune, number one.
I've got to get this into my head. Here it is.
I got it. It's EastEnders, but it smells. It smells so bad.
That's lovely.
Is it EastEnders?
It is, Scott. It is. Yes.
Yay!
Yes. Lovely.
I didn't like that.
You can't. The smell is just coming back to me even now. You can't give him a high mark.
We were all nearly sick.
It was revolting.
Someone had to spray some Lynx in the studio afterwards. One of our security guards. Now, a lot of texts coming at the time saying, are your security guards 15? Spraying Lynx Africa around the place. Mr. Methane, I wasn't a fan, but because...
Two.
No, because a lot of people thought it was the funniest thing ever, I'm going to say...
4.
And I'm going to say...
9.
I'm going to say 8.
You are kidding me.
Work.
All right.
8.
And then yesterday.
For a man that farts. 8.
He was very popular. And then yesterday.
He was awful.
I'd like to hear you get on the floor and do the EastEnders theme tune by.
While in the lotus position.
That might be the problem.
Can you do that now?
And yesterday it was very uncomfortable. Louis Walsh, he doesn't count. We're discounting him because he booked himself in. He invited himself along. And Mel C off the Spice Girls. And it all went off.
There's no war at all.
Now, Louis, look me in the eye.
Are you going to play an old tape? Okay.
No.
I'm in his book. Yeah. That's how much he loves me.
Have you been making up feuds between Westlife and the Spice Girls? Look me in the eye.
Listen, it's like Blur and Oasis. It helps both bands. The record coming out. I do think Westlife...
Beatles and the Stones, all the greats.
Yeah. It's like, it's good to have two bands in competition.
Yeah.
But we're not in competition with anybody, really, Louis. We're not back together to move forward.
One band would get number one.
But we're not interested in that. We've just sold out the O2 17 nights at the end of the year and the beginning of next year, and we're here to celebrate everything
that
we achieved in the... It
is. It's a celebration.
It totally is. And, of course, we want to support the greatest hits.
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And then you wrote in the Daily Star this morning about DJ Scott Heal Spice Girl Rift, like, well, you're a showbiz Kofi Annan.
Well, they weren't really liking each other when they came in here yesterday morning, were they?
No.
And now, there's nothing but love.
All because of you.
So I'm going to say Mel C. I feel like her. I'm going to give her...
Well, so you're putting personal influence on this, just because she's a friend?
I don't know. I think she's always a good guest. I'm going to say 7.
Okay.
Okay? So now we've
Captain
got...
Captain Dan wins with 9, then, doesn't he?
No, that was an 8.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, what you like. Right, so Demon Dan the Captain Dwarf gets an 8.
Demon Dan the Captain Dwarf?
Whatever his name is.
Captain Dan the Demon Dwarf.
He's got an 8.
Yeah.
So has Mr. Methane.
That's ridiculous.
The Flatulist. And so have McFly with an 8. The best guest, in my opinion, over the last 2 weeks on the Chris Moyles Show with Scott Mills is... Oh, it's like X Factor, isn't it? Is... I'll tell you after the break. No, I won't. Is Captain Dan.
Yay!
The Demon Dwarf.
You get the bang, my little orange friend.
Who else could do that with a Hoover? You're the winner, Chopper. Well done.
On your way.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills. Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Right, loads of people are really disagreeing with my decision, but the judge's decision is final.
Imagine being so angry that you need to text in about Mr. Methane being better than Captain Dan the Demon Dwarf. Imagine being that angry.
Imagine having that much free time.
You know?
I know.
Has that really ruined the day for somebody?
No, it really has. A few people, actually.
What is wrong with you?
God, the abuse on the text is coming in now.
You have no taste, Mills. Mr. Methane was much better than Captain Dan. You're joking. He was crap. The farting bloke should win by a mile.
Oh!
God! Listening!
Now, I'm not going to the cash point at the moment, all right? I will go.
Idea.
What?
Why don't you get one of those big checks?
What, off of, like, Comic Relief?
Yeah.
And do an official presentation and reception later.
Yeah.
Can you cash them?
I don't know.
I know how you're thinking. Actually... You're thinking, big comedy check, he'll go to the bank, it won't cash.
I would love it if someone turned up with one of them at the bank.
And put it through the counter.
Just cash this, please.
We'll put it in the self-deposit machine.
It won't go in! No, I'm not going to the cash point at the moment, because we have just announced it on Radio 1, and there might be some people outside that want to rob me. So I'll do it at some point today, all right? Hard fight.